Deanne, could you begin by explaining the history of the foundation and what the goal is?
The foundation started in 2005, and that came about when I had met Loya Sespush-Aroum from the Northern Ute tribe from Fort Duchêne. And Loya would come with her family in sunlight to do little exhibition dancing. And she really wanted to reconnect with the ancestral lands in the Aspen area. So I met her at sunlight and we started talking, and she asked me if I could help them make that happen. When they first came, I thought it would be like three or four people, but a dozen people came and I was a little bit overwhelmed. So we talked about it, and then she said that she wanted to make that an annual event. And that's when the foundation was put together.
And one of the major components of the Aspen Ute Foundation is the powwow. Could you speak to me a little bit about what the powwow is?
It's an annual event that brings tribal members from different reservations, hosted by the Northern Ute from Fort Duchêne with Roland McCook, Chief Atavé, who is the descendant of Chief Peta and Chief Ouray. And the purpose is to bring different tribal members from different nations, like we have Lakotas, Hopis, Diné, Cherokees, Cheyenne, Paiutes. But basically, it's to bring back the indigenous culture amidst our community and to maybe bridge the gap of ignorance that there is between the non-Indian and the Indian communities and come together through culture.
I've been involved with this powwow for the last 2 or 3 years, and it's been awesome, and that's why I do it every year with Deanne and the foundation. I feel that it's a very important event, especially this year with the mayor. In October of last year, they went and changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Day in Aspen.
For people who have perhaps heard of a powwow but aren't familiar with what function it serves, could you explain a little bit of the meaning historically of a powwow?
Powwow actually meant gathering of medicine men and gathering of medicine. And anyway, that was taught to me as I grow up in my culture and my traditions. But today, the powwow represents nations getting together, Native nations and indigenous people getting together, performing their dances and singing their songs at the drum. And actually, competition is involved with powwow today.
Deanne, can you speak to what kind of impact you've seen as a result of Aspen Ute Foundation?
Well, the mission of the foundation is really to give an opportunity to tribal members from different reservations to come out of the harsh living conditions that exist on the reservations and reconnect with the ancestral lands. It's very meaningful, and it brings some kind of healing also to the mind. Now, for the local community also, it's important because there is a big ignorance about what happened to the American Indians. So to see that they are still around, that they are just like everybody else, but yet they kept their very rich culture and spiritual ways, and that they are willing to share that with us.
Could I ask you both to maybe speak to community radio and the function that serves and how it might help you with your mission at the Aspen Ute Foundation?
Recently, I've been coming in here helping with doing programs and here at KDNK, and it's just been awesome working with everybody here, and especially the one who brought me here, my good friend Mountain William, talking to people and bringing Native programs and philosophy to KDNK.
And for the powwow, yes, we really depend on the spread of knowledge about this event. And so through the media like KDNK, That's the best way to reach out to people who would not know otherwise that such amazing events are happening in our little valley. It's a very unique experience, and we are very lucky to have that come to our little community, because to see something like that, you would have to travel to some reservation probably.
Deanne and Anouk, thank you both so much for joining me in the KDNK studios. The powwow is on April 7th, a Saturday. It starts at 3:30 and goes to 6 o'clock at Wagner Park in Aspen.
Thank you very much for having us today, and thank you, KDNK, for being such a great supporter of Indigenous culture.
Apetuwashte. My language means it's a good day today. So I'd like to thank KDNK. In my language, we say Wopila Chichap. So thank you very much.